This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station in Studio E, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That means our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail and their packages and parcels to wherever they need to go, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel and the jet fuel, wherever that needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers delivering their packages too out there all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Getter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word put together. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply speaking, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us from Bradenton down there, just over the bridge, the big Skyway Bridge, we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Republican Party, the Republican Liberty Caucus. All right. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir. All right. We'll say goodbye to everybody because it's a beautiful morning in the neighborhood and they don't want to be out any much longer than they can be because they're enjoying the weather. It's really a nice day again down here, 73 degrees on one side of the building, 72 on the other. So there you go. Now, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of America,
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see. Donald Trump is sitting there. Of course, yesterday, I guess the big news was the stunner poll that came out showing by Rasmussen Reports that Donald Trump had picked up 10 percentage points since last week and was not only ahead of Joe Biden in the race for president, but also Ron DeSantis, who, again, is not even running.
Yeah, I mean, in addition to all the upsurge in the amount of money that he's brought in the last couple of days as a result of this. This is clearly not playing well for the Democrats, you know, contrary to their hopes. But it is interesting when you look at this. And this has got to factor into the calculations of Governor DeSantis, whether to make an announcement or not. Because an increasing number of folks may think, hey, Governor DeSantis, we need you to continue on to do great things here in the state of Florida. And this may buck us. At least the polling and the money is saying that. So it's one of the things. You got to stay tuned because the things on the ground that will change, and we'll see if this lasts. But clearly, this has been helpful to President Trump's efforts to secure the GOP nomination in 2024. Not hurtful, and continues to be, as everything that occurs daily, not helpful at all to Biden. And of course, it encouraged that Biden has now got a competition to secure the Democratic nomination again.
Robert Kennedy Jr.
Yes.
Now that is a name that has surfaced from the past. 69 years old, a young man, and I'll call him a young man because he's still basically got plenty of life left ahead of him. The Kennedy family will be alive and well represented in this race, and you never can count the Kennedys out, and never.
Yeah, that's one of the things he has in common with Trump, right? You can never count them out. But, yeah, and there's some things that even Republicans and some independents can buttress with him is that, you know, he's the anti-vaxxer.
Yep.
He's been very extraordinarily vocal about that. And so that appeals to folks that, you know, the most of the Democratic Party would not be, who's been all about that and proffering all the stories about get backs any age, any time, and all that, and downplaying all the truth when it comes to those things. So, yeah, he's got that. And then, as you said, his youth. And that's, if nothing else, even those that may support, at least publicly, Joe Biden, have got to admit, hey, he is so long in the tooth, and he's showing it. Unlike Trump, who, by all appearances, you know, when he gave his speech after returning to his home in Mar-a-Lago, it has all the energy of folks 20, 30 years younger. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Well, it came out that Biden's camp says that he's too old to go to the coronation of Prince Charles as king.
Imagine that.
I never thought I would hear that, but I heard it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We'll see. And the timing of when Biden says one way or the other, but I think increasingly I'm finding it increasingly hard to imagine that he'll run for re-election. But, you know, I've given up on predicting things on what they should be versus what they will be, because the two are not always in concert.
All right, hold that thought, sir. We'll be right back with more folks with the retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more right after these messages.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD Powerful Natural Pain Relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Captain's America, Third Watch.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and this portion of the program, my conversation with retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Nissan, well, let's see. They got a dealership up in Crystal River. They've got the flagship store, which is located in Newport Richey at 1954. They've got Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And they've got the all-brand-new Moss Nissan store in Brooksville on State Route 50 on the west side of Brooksville, just this side of the Suncoast Expressway, the parkway there, so the toll road. So there you go. And that's where they've got them. And if you stop and you check, you'll find out why they're growing the way they are. Their You Serve, You Save policy is part of it, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're active or retired, EMT, firefighter, or police, and church pastors too, get a tremendous deal on your vehicle at Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan. That's M-A-U-S. Nissan.com on the website. All right, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to our friend, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
China, for those folks waking up this morning, has sent a little surprise to Taiwan. They have 3 of their aircraft carriers off the coast of Taiwan right now.
Yeah, Captain, and you know, for those that thought the Cold War ever ended, it didn't. It really has just molded into something new. And China's been introduced as a key player in that, even above the Russians. And this is tit for tat. This is typical of what we saw in the 50s and the 60s as part of the Cold War. And you take a look at, of course, Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, followed through, as he said he would, met with the Taiwanese president, and China says there will be repercussions. We didn't know what they were. And so this is a signal, a message that there's so nobody should be surprised that we're seeing those carriers off the coast of Taiwan. It's a direct result of that for tit for tat. And so the ball is in the Biden administration's court right now. You got to play it. I mean, Eisenhower and others played it out to where eventually we thought we won the Cold War. I'm not so sure. I think it just transformed into something differently that we're seeing today. And so folks have got to be students of history and see what worked, what didn't work in playing that the kind of relationships between nations, because China's there. And they're working out how it's going to be played along with Russia, along with Iran. And, you know, the other comment you made about how we have misplayed with Saudi and OPEC and all that. So you've got nations that are looking to Russia, looking to Iran to meet the void that we can't meet because we're no longer an energy exporter. We're energy dependent here in the United States of America. And so, you know, you reap the seeds that you sow, and we're doing it.
Japan has just signed a huge deal with Russia. And China over oil, getting oil from them.
Yeah, and we can say, oh, Japan, why do that? But you know what? They're a sovereign nation. All these are sovereign nations. The sovereign nation state is still alive. And they're going to do the things that are best. And Japan has long done what they need to do for that, right or wrong. And to our good fortune, it's played well with us. And I thought we were moving forward with moving things with Japan that would buttress us, primarily to buttress the international moves of China. But this clearly works against that. But if they're doing what is in the best interest of Japan, they're putting Japan first, because we forfeited, the America first.
I gotta ask you a question since you're familiar with the region over there, Ukraine. You were in the area, not Ukraine per se, but you were in the area during the Crimean conflict over there. Ukraine has trained some 40,000 troops for a counteroffensive. Now, I understand they trained the majority of them in Germany, and now they're bringing them back to the Ukraine. How do you just suddenly up and move 40,000 troops? Doesn't it take a little while with all their equipment?
It does, and with assistance. But they realized all that. And of course, they train in Germany, and of course, that will be with NATO and American assistance if that occurred, and our special operating forces, without doubt. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Things. I mean, Zelensky is plays his cards pretty well. Sometimes it doesn't play in with what I'd like to see in terms of what we're doing it, but we need to continue to buttress European nations, those that have the most veterans interest. I know you talked earlier about Poland, which of all nations in the region probably has the most at stake for Ukrainian success to defeat Russia and its invasion, and the others, the Germans provided their tanks finally and all that. But, yeah, the money. America far and away is still providing the far and away the most right there. And we got about five or six nations with a much more vested interest that need to rise up and meet and challenge and surpass so that America can tend to what we, our greatest national interests are, all the things we've been talking about with China and Russia outside of the Ukrainian conflict, which everybody's paying attention to. But yeah, it's possible and it's a long-term thing as the winter starts to thaw out, you're going to see moves. It's going to happen digitally. In addition to the weaponry that they've gained from others in the United States, in addition to the training and all that, we'll see. Wait and see.
Some of the weaponry that they have now in the Ukraine are artillery pieces from the 1940s, World War II, that they're using.
Hey, when you're in a fight like this, you'll take anything. And just like all the things that European nations lavished on after Desert Storm, we just left and delivered so many things to them. Unfortunately, some of them fell into the hands of ISIS and counterinsurgents. However, on the whole, they'll take what they can and all that. And I'll tell you, an artillery piece from the 1940s, I mean, we've got some stuff that we've had for decades and all that we still can and do employ with success and allow others to employ with success. So, hey, whatever it takes, whether it be self-propelled, propelled, yeah, you got a preference for weaponry on a modern battlefield, but when you're talking about the kind of warfare that's being waged here between Ukraine and Russia, it don't matter. If you can get the numbers of 1940s vintage field artillery piece, and I'll leave it to the field artillerymen to say this, but having been someone that had the benefit of field artillery pieces, I don't care. If I got something firing overhead and it's landing on the bad guys, so much the better.
Well, the other thing is, you were a tanker, and we literally left tanks all over Europe, Southeast Asia, the Middle East. They're just sitting there.
Yeah, many of them were kept in storage. Some of them out there as we modernized our tank forces and traded off and swapped them. And yeah, we left some tanks. In fact, my unit, after there's a storm, we swapped out our heavy armor, which at that time was the latest thing, with other units because we were going to deactivate 3rd Armored Division as soon as we got back. So we left our lesser vehicles there for the Iraqis to have, and we made sure that our American forces redeployed to Europe that weren't going to deactivate with all that. So, yeah, it was thought out. It was deployed. So, it makes a difference. So we left them. It wasn't just simply abandoned by any means, not the tanks anyway. We abandoned other things, and some of the things that we thought were under good care were not so much. But that's what you get when you play this. The world's a complicated place, and bad guys found a way. Even more so in Afghanistan, of course, with the horrendous exit that we made from there.
So is that stuff just able to be basically uncap the barrels and fire them up and away you go?
No, the things that we have in storage, primarily in Germany and other European nations outside of Ukraine and all that, they can happen, but it's not going to happen instantly. If it could, we would have already had tanks in Ukraine. Just like the British came around to do it, challenges, just like the Germans came around to do it, Polish and other, but we did not. It wasn't because of will, because the Biden administration is quite clear showing, hey, they'll give up regardless of what our needs and the need to replenish our own weaponry to face any future threats from Russia or China. Regardless of doing that, they would have done it. And we didn't do it because we couldn't do it, because you can't simply say, okay, open up the doors, load them up on a train and send them to Ukraine. It doesn't work that way. And fortunately, it's kind of a good thing that it didn't, because it gives us time to get more spots.
All right, America. Colonel, we'll have to let you go, and I will talk to you today. I'll see you at lunch, I hope.
See you at lunch. Enjoy.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
U.S.
USA News Update. Multiple people are dead and others injured after a tornado struck 100 miles south of St. Louis. Glen Allen resident Shelby Davidson says the tornado was terrifying.
A lot of cracking, loud wind. And it was in a matter of seconds, and then it just hit, and it was just awful.
Missouri State Highway Patrol says at least 5 people are confirmed dead in or near the community of Glen Allen. The twister was on the ground for miles, and the National Weather Service says multiple homes were damaged and trees uprooted. The First Lady is walking back her suggestion that both LSU and runner-up Iowa go to the White House. The LSU Tigers claimed their first women's national title on Sunday, beating the Hawkeyes, and Jill Biden said both teams should come to the White House. LSU star Angel Reese called Biden's suggestion a joke. Even with the First Lady rescinding her invite to Iowa, LSU players remain split on whether to go. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty, well, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am joined by Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, you have been off on a world tour here the last couple of weeks. Tell us where you've been.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago I was up at our Concord, Massachusetts campus. You know, we had a career fair going on up there, and, you know, had some good employers on site, you know, talking with our students, seeing what the job market is looking like, and trying to get some aviation technicians employed out in the industry. And then last week I was in Chicago for the Aviation Technicians Education Council Conference, which, you know, supports and helps aviation maintenance technician schools across the country you know, get together, understand the new regulations, you know, we work together to help each other out and to make sure that everybody is meeting all the standards and all the regulations and given an opportunity for all the different institutions across the country to discuss some of the challenges and that we have in common when it comes to material training processes and the industry itself and some of the shortages that are going out there, and how can we better build pipelines to help the lack of supply of aviation maintenance technicians in the country right now. You know, we have an aging workforce within the aviation community. There are a lot of openings. A lot of the major air carriers are struggling, just like everybody else is in the country, to find good qualified employees. And so there's a great opportunity out there, and that conference gives us an opportunity for all the schools in the country, about 190 aviation maintenance technician schools in the country, to get together and discuss the different challenges that we all share in common.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of stuff. But, of course, and I do understand the workforce, because everybody is having trouble trying to fulfill job applications.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, National Aviation Academy and the education institutions across the country, you know, we're obviously feeling the crunch too. We're currently looking for, you know, some qualified instructors. You know, some of our instructors have left to take, opportunities that are in the industry right now to fill some of those vacancies that are out in the industry, you know, for aviation maintenance technicians. And so National Aviation Academy and schools across the country are in need of a good qualified instructors to train these new mechanics to fulfill the need of the industry also.
And see, I don't understand why they would have such a problem doing that when your job is very lucrative, very high paying, very rewarding, and people just like doing it because of the fact they've got such the esprit de corps and camaraderie in that. And a lot of guys will go two at a time to a company. Like, they'll take their buddy and they'll go to work for the same company.
Sure. And it's an unusual trend, I believe, but it's affecting every industry in the country. You know, the aviation industry is similar to all the other industries. The aviation industry has great opportunity for individuals. And, you know, I think one of the challenges that the industry has is that it's not a historically well-known industry, and what we actually do out there, you know, nobody ever sees aircraft being maintained. All they ever see is aircraft pulling up to the gate of the airport, and, you know, there's a couple guys down there loading some baggage and things like that. But they never understand that there's also a lot of work that's going on overnight, and when those aircraft aren't actively flying, they're in a hangar, they're getting maintenance performed, they're getting routine and maintenance, they're getting repairs done, they're getting modifications done. So there's a lot of work that goes on in it. All the way from, you know, when you show up at the airport, the individuals that are towing the aircraft to the gate, that are marshaling the aircraft into the gate, the individuals that are loading the baggage, the caterers that are loading food and drink, to the maintainers that are out there fixing, about 40 minutes. An airplane sits at the gate about 40 minutes in between flights. And during that 40 minutes, it's getting fuel, it's getting catering, it's getting cleaned, it's getting some discrepancies fixed on it, you know, in that 40 minutes possibly. And there's a lot of work that happens that people just really never see, you know, so they don't understand the type of industry that we have. And, you know, part of the ATEC conference, the Aviation Technicians Education Council conference, is, you know, one of the things they do is how do we promote the aviation maintenance technician industry? How do we get more younger people and more people that may be looking into different types of skilled labor? Maybe they're looking into the traditional schools because they don't understand that there's a skilled labor school like the aviation maintenance technician schools out there in the country. But they help us get that word out there, and being together at a big conference like in Chicago, you know, allows us to hear, you know, what the challenges are and start trying to work together to build those pipelines. It's something that you know, is right now we have to look to the future, you know, based on some of the industry reports from the conference. You know, this shortage isn't going to go away no time soon, and we have to continue to work to meet that supply of aviation maintenance technicians.
Well, I always used to watch the planes when they would tow them over towards the hangar, and I knew what they were doing when they took them over there, so that was not a surprise to me when I heard they were working on aircraft. Plus, I've been around the hangars where they've actually been working on the aircraft, so there you go. But people don't understand that, and you've got two airports there. You've got St. Pete and you've got Tampa, and they both got the big hangars where they work on the aircraft. So there you go.
And Tampa International happens to be a fairly unique airport in the way it's designed. So when people are getting on the airplane at the gate or at the terminal, you know, as they're taxiing out, going down the taxiways, they can look directly across the taxiway. They can see the hangar doors open, and they can see aircraft that are in maintenance over there. So, you know, you can actually see the aircraft sitting in the maintenance hangars at Tampa International as a passenger. But getting that information out there that this is a viable career option, that it's a rewarding career, and you know there's opportunity in this. And you know, a lot of people may think that, you know, all they're ever going to do is work in a hangar or work on the flight line and turn a wrench on an aircraft. But an airframe and power plant mechanic has many more opportunities other than that. You know, the airframe and power plant rating and certification is an opportunity to open doors for you. You can work on aircraft your entire career if you want to. It's not a problem. But if you want to move up into management, you want to branch off into different aspects, the safety aspect, you know, the oversight aspect, the managerial aspect of aviation maintenance, you know, supply and demand, the recruiting aspect, it opens doors for you into many different areas within the industry and into parallel industries possibly also. So, you know, there's great opportunity. Anybody that's looking to get a certification that's going to provide an opportunity to open a door, you know, definitely they should look into the aviation maintenance technician industry and see what's out there. See if it's the right fit for you. You know, explore your options. You know, don't think that there's not many, many options available within the industry. And it's unique. It's very interesting. It's high demand. And it's a fast-paced, work environment. And the camaraderie is, you know, similar to the military for veterans that are looking for that camaraderie. You know, it's similar.
Well, in the past week, I've gotten brochures from companies wanting me to become an aviation maintenance technician, not your school, but others. I've received something from a pilot training school to learn how to become a pilot. So apparently they're, and I don't know if they're looking for ex-military or what the deal is, but there's some sort of reason. But anyway, hold that thought. We'll get that when we come back. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy over here in Clearwater. They're also up in Massachusetts, just outside Boston. We'll get to all that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com.
or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget our friends down at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota either, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks there. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area only. Now, you can stop by and see the gang there at Dominic's, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right? So, again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Call them up. set up an appointment. You'll be glad you did. And don't forget to mention the captain sent you to save you a bunch of money. Okay, we're back with Bo Browning. Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy over here in Clearwater. You also have a second campus, Bo, up in Concord, Mass, outside Boston.
Yeah, absolutely. Our campus up in Concord, Massachusetts is doing pretty good. You know, both of our campuses, you know, we're always open. We want people to come and visit us. We provide a 2,000-hour aviation maintenance technology course up at our Concord, Mass campus, and we have the 2,000-hour aviation maintenance technology course, the aviation maintenance professional course, and the advanced aircraft systems course down here at our Clearwater, Florida campus. And, you know, it's an opportunity, you know, for anyone out there that's looking to change careers, looking for a new job, has children or grandchildren that are entering, that are coming of working age, you know, young adults that are looking for a good career, a opportunity to have a lifelong career, you know, look into the aviation maintenance technician industry, you know, look into the aviation industry in general, contact one of the 190 schools that are across the United States that are, you know, certified to train in this type of industry. And, you know, look into it. There's a great opportunity. National Aviation Academy. If you have aviation experience, if you're an airframe and power plant rated mechanic, if you have avionics electrical experience, you know, National Aviation Academy at both of our locations here in Clearwater, Florida, and in Concord, Massachusetts. You know, we're actively looking for some well qualified instructors. So if you have, you know, aviation maintenance experience, if you're transitioning out of the military, you know, look into us. You know, we're looking for some very specific skill sets to be instructors. We're also looking for people that have airframe and power plant certifications that can teach multiple different things within our industry. And, you know, there's a great opportunity for you. You know, veterans transitioning out of the military, if you're an aircraft maintainer, you know, get with the local FISDOs, get with the FAA offices in your local community, see about getting a sign-off, an 8610 sign-off for credible experience. The industry needs good, hard-working, qualified individuals out there, and there's an opportunity within the industry right now. So, you know, if I can say anything to anybody, if you're looking for a good industry to get into, if you're looking for a lifelong career, you're looking for the possibilities and opportunities that come along with the aviation industry, you know, there's a great time right now. Look into it. You know, schools are available to help you meet those certifications. National Aviation Academy is just two locations out of about 190 locations. So there's a school close to you, I'm pretty sure. You know, if you all else fails, you just really don't know where to look, give National Aviation Academy a call. Ask for me, and we'll definitely, you know, help you out, talk to you, point you in the right direction, because there are a couple different options on the way to get certified.
Now, with such a lucrative opportunity and so many openings that are around, people can just about pick wherever they want to work, whatever type of climate they want to be in, whatever company they want to work for, and if they want to go overseas, they can do that too. Is that correct?
Sure, absolutely. That possibility is there. You know, but like all industries, you know, right now is probably a better time to have your options met. You know, if you want to go to somewhere specific, it's probably one of the better times in the aviation industry. But, you know, the aviation industry, like all industries, the more flexible you are, the more opportunity is available to you. But there's, I don't know of anybody that is not hiring currently, you know, in the industry. So, you know, there could be opportunity right in your hometown. There could be opportunity in a place that you would like to move to. You know, you just have to have the right experience, the right certifications, and, you know, in order to seize that opportunity. You know, the aviation maintenance technician field, the airframe and power plant certification and rating It's a door opener. It provides opportunity for individual, you know. So, you know, look into the opportunities that are out there. Don't think there's not an opportunity for you, you know, out there within the aviation industry. There is an opportunity. Look into it. If you're willing to work hard, you got a good hard work ethic, you know, you're driven to do things the right way and make sure that, you know, do things safely, you know, there's opportunity out there for you. You know, look into it. It's a great opportunity.
Now, Todd in Tampa could even find a job, right?
Absolutely. I'm sure Todd in Tampa could find a job, and I think he enjoys, you know, talking on the radio more than anything.
Well, yeah, but he might want to do something a little different here. We'll see. You never know until you ask, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Because he is hanging on the phone there. I'm going to look and see here. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring him on just for a little consultation, and we'll go from there. So let's see here. All right, get ready there, Mr. Todd. We're getting ready for you. You get ready for us. And here it comes. About time, right here.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you find your passion and those who are talented, go ahead and take a career course and join Bo in what they're doing here. Let me say this to the, by the way, in Hillsborough County, I put $100 million in Hillsborough County in government fees. Okay. I'm not some fly by night, nobody since 1986. So I love Hillsborough County. I just want to make it better for the citizens of Hillsborough County who pay the taxes here, just like we do while Joe Biden is running our country in the ground, and we pay the taxes for the FBI and the CIA and all these agencies to turn on us. Let me say something to brag over in New York. It was Donald Trump who built Woolman Rink. You know Woolman Rink? When Ed Koch was mayor and he wasted millions and millions of dollars and couldn't get it done, and Donald said, I can build it in 6 months. For $3 million budget, and he got it under budget and on time. Don't tell me Donald Trump did anything wrong in New York. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, and I was born in the Bronx, New York. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, there would be no New York, you dumb nuts. So stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Donald Trump's the greatest president in history. Joe Biden should be in jail along with Comey, McCabe, and all the Strzok and Page and all the rest of the corrupt FBI and all the other agencies that the American people paid for. And stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Peace, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Todd in Tampa. And an interesting way to end the interview there, Todd. Bo.
Yeah, absolutely. Todd in Tampa's always got something exciting. And, to say, and you know, I have to agree with him, you know, about a couple of things. You know, I was born and raised here in Hillsborough County. You know, it's a great place to live. And you know, Governor DeSantis, he's done a great job for us here in Florida, and hopefully we can keep moving forward, and you know, there are things better to come for all of us.
I agree. And of course, I remember, you know, the governors that were here and some of the things that we had to go through years gone by, but I think we're in a better place, and I think it's getting better all the time. But we got to tell DeSantis, stick around.
Absolutely. Governor DeSantis doing a great job.
Yep, once his governor. So there you go. All right, well, Bo and I are going to head out to breakfast, and we hope that you guys have a great day, and I'll be in Bradenton for lunch today, 11:30 to 1:30, at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Have lunch with the captain. See you then. Have a great day. God bless America.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.